grown-ups this time. Are you quite tall? Come on up and help me, will you, please? Could you hold up that picture and show that picture to everyone? And can you hold up that picture and show that to everyone? And you're pretty tall, aren't you? Come and hold this one up. Right. Now, can you hold it with your hands either end of the picture like that? Then I think the grown-ups will see it. It doesn't have to be... I think the people at the back can just about see it. They probably can't work out what they are at the moment because I'm going to talk, or rather we're going to play a game of detectives. You've already been playing a treasure hunt this morning, and now I thought we'd have some clues. Because detectives use some of these bits of equipment, don't they? What do you think that is on the end there? Can anyone help us? A magnifying glass. Brilliant. Yes, a magnifying glass. And then what do we got here? What do detectives use these for? These things in the middle. They look a bit like footprints, but actually they're not. Fingerprints. They're fingerprints. And detectives use those quite a lot to work out who has been doing what. And how about this? What's that? I can hear some people. Can you hold it up a bit higher? There we are. There's a... Notebook. It's not a trick question. There's a notebook. And in a notebook, we often write down what people say. So will you turn your pictures round so that, people can see the other things? Okay. You might not want to have your arms crossed all the time for doing that. Okay. Character, actions... and words. And now I've got some people to try out on everyone here and see how if they're as clever as they were last time I came. Because I'm going to give you a few of these things and see if you can work out who I'm talking about. And I'm going to go first for actions. The first person I'm talking about, his actions go like this. If you work it out on the first clue, I want you to put your hand up. And then I'll give you another clue, and maybe a few more hands will go up. And then I'll give you the last clue. And we'll hopefully have lots of hands up then. Let's see if we can work out who I'm talking about. Oh, that's very good fun down there, isn't it, that game? So, first of all, this person does quite a lot of walking in the woods. He also does quite a lot of eating. It seems he eats a lot of breakfast. And he also does some sleeping. Oh, and sitting in a chair. Anyone got it just from that? Nobody's got their hands up. I'm not going to ask you for your answer. You just put your hand up and I'll wait. So I'll give you another bit of a clue about his character. Now, this is quite a big word, character, and some of the children might not be too sure what that word means. It means what you're like as a person. Well, this person I'm talking about is quite a grumbling sort of person, really. A person who's always, last time I was here, I was talking about a glass half full and a glass half empty. Well, this person would be definitely the glass half empty person. He's always noticing what's wrong. Wonder who it is. Not many people got an idea yet, but I think when I tell you what he says, you'll have a better idea. Okay, you think you know who it is. This is what he says. He says this. Who's been eating my porridge and eating it all up? Have you got it now? Who do you think it is? Baby Bear. Yes, Baby Bear in the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Okay, you've got the idea now. Here's another person. This person, I'll tell you about his actions as well. You might have seen him in action quite recently. He works a lot for the BBC. And he does a lot of criticizing, which means telling people what they do wrong. Not an awful lot of telling people what they do right, it seems to me. So, anyone got any ideas who that might be? Some people have got some ideas. I'm going to tell you some more about his character now. He is really a very grumpy man. I think some people have got a clue of who this is. He's very grumpy. He does smile sometimes, but only on his holidays, I think.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you've got an idea. Shall I tell you what he says? He says, "That was an absolute disaster, darling." Who could that be? Who could that be? Ruth, is that Ruth at the back? Yes, Ruth. Craig Revel Horwood. You might know him as Craig. He's the guy on Strictly Come Dancing who's always so grumpy. Okay, I'm going to tell you somebody else now. I'm going to start with character. This person is smiley and patient, really patient. And very, very kind. Okay, I'll tell you some of her words. She quite often says, "Welcome to St. Mary's." People are thinking. Well, and let me tell you about her actions. She has, a long time ago, had two boys. She is married to a very interesting man. And she works very hard for St. Mary's and also in a nursery school. Mrs. Parnell has got her. Who is it? Sue Wharton. Yes. That deserves a clap. Okay, so we've done our guessing game and we had these clues. And I'm going to suggest to you that a bit later on, when you're talking about who is Jesus, you're going to be thinking quite a lot about what he was like and what he did and what he said. What he was like, I think we're going to find out that Jesus was so loving and caring, especially for the people who nobody else noticed. Really amazingly caring. Lots more to his character than just that, but that's for starters. Some of his actions, I think we'll discover, you will find out that he did a lot of amazing things. He made people better. He did some crazy things like changing water into wine. And he walked on top of the water, on the sea. Can anybody normally do that? Yeah, you're remembering what his name is. And Jesus also said some incredible things like, "I am the bread of life." What could that mean? That's something to really think about, isn't it? He also told some brilliant stories. And I think you're going to look at some of the stories. Now, one thing I want you to just think about before we go off and start doing some of those exciting activities is, do you know, sometimes it's a bit confusing. Because quite often we talk about praising God, and then we talk about Jesus. Is that all right to praise God and also worship Jesus? I wonder if that's okay with you, because a lot of us know that there is only one God. Only one God. Jesus is God. But sometimes we get a bit confused. and we talk about God, and then we talk about Jesus. And maybe if you're a child particularly, you might think, are those two different things, two different people? But today, I hope we're going to understand a bit more about how Jesus is God. Who are the three people in God that we know about? First of all, we call God the Father. And then we talk about God the Son, and his name is Jesus. And then we also talk about God the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three different people, but one God. Now, if children find that difficult, does that mean the grown-ups find it easy? No. It's tricky stuff, but it is really important stuff, and we're going to find out more later on. Let's say thank you very much to these people. You can go and sit down. And let's pray before we move on. Dear God, thank you so much that you are three in one. And whilst we're here on this earth, we don't always understand what that means. But we are amazed that you are a God who knows all about love, who knows about being in relationships, about having a Father, Son, and Spirit. And Lord, we pray today you would open our eyes and help us understand some more about this. Amen. Amen. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you. If you'd like to stay...